that we're going to be starting the section on Yerushalayim. Unfortunately, Yerushalayim is not as easy to attain as reading the section. But you have to start somewhere. Yerushalayim, Tanya Bereish Masechus Atzilus. I don't know what I Aleph Vav Mem, Amud Samach Zayin, I don't know what Amud Aleph Vav Mem stands for. I never heard of Masechus Atzilus. Eliyahu ben Yosef Pasach. Eliyahu ben Yosef opened up his drasha. Ksiv Sayyid Hashem L'Reyav. Hashem's secret is to those who fear him. Ubisai and his covenant is Vaidiyam. I don't know what the word Vaidiyam to those who know them. To make them known. Maha Ufanov, from here we learn out. Maha Lifna. Shena Kadosh Baruch Hu Megala Sayyid of Kim L'Reyav. Hashem doesn't reveal his secrets to only those who fear him. Shafilu Adam Yisrael Lamed Mikra Mishnah Talmud Vagadas and Agada Vetesephtas Vein Bayira Vamayim Adirim. For no reason he swam in the strong waters. Zechom Asher Tarach Lechinam Tarach. And everything that he did Tricha was for no reason. I mean, it sounds pretty harsh. It sounds to say that, I don't know if that, I mean, I can't say he doesn't get Tzchar, but I guess he doesn't get the full gain of learning Tirah. That's clear in this Masechtus Atzilus. Shabbos, Amar Reish Lakish, Maitach Siv, Oya Munas Itecha, Chaisin Yeshua, Schach Mavadad. How does he translate those words? Does he?
The faith of your times will be the strength.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
The faith of your times will be the strength of salvation's wisdom and knowledge.
Right.
The fear of Hashem is his
storehouse. Yeah, that's the end of the passage. Yiras Hashem, it's all right. Yiras Hashem is the treasure house, is the storage house. And Buddha is a Seder Zoram, Itecha is a Seder Mayad, Chaisen is a Seder Noshim, Yeshua is a Seder Nezikim, Chachmas is a Seder Nechachim, Da'as is a Seder Taras. Now for the Hachi, Yiras Hashem Yoytzarai, Yiras Hashem is the storage place, Pirish Rashi, the Ikar HaChashav Einav is the main thing that is Chashav in the eyes of Hashem, La'atzar to store, the last of Zgula to make it as a
means by which to remember.
A means to remember. I'm a rabbi, b'shash machnitz adam l'den. When they bring a person into din, I remember in Nesatav and Nesatav emunah. Did you deal in business honestly? Kivati itim l'tayra. Did you set times for tayra? Asakta b'peri v'rivya. Did you attempt to have children? Tepisal Yeshua. Did you hope for a salvation? Popalta b'chachma. Did you get involved in arguing and in delving into wisdom? Kivanta davar mitach davar. Have you tried to understand B from A? Still, even if he answers yes to all those questions, Yiras Hashem Yoytzara, any light light. If he has Yiras Shemayim, he's good. If not, not. Most of the Adam Shemayim.
They don't ask if you have Yiras Shemayim.
What?
They don't ask that?
They don't ask that. You don't ask a person, did you have Yiras Shemayim? I guess. I don't know. It's a good point you're making, but they don't. Most of the Adam Shemayim L'shluchai. Halali Karachitim. Bring me a core of wheat, La'aliyah, to the second floor. Halach v'halach lo'y. Amar lo'y. Yiravta li'bem kam chumtim. Did you put in a little bit? Chumtim zok trubchayim shemishamar saperis ma'asliyah. It is a preservative. It keeps the produce, the wheat, from rotting. Amar lo'y lo'y. Lav. Amar lo'y mutav lo'y lisa. You're better off not bringing it up. You might as well not have brought it up. It's going to rot up here. If you don't mix in this preservative, you doesn't preserve. What a sharp word. He would have been better off not learning if he doesn't have Yerushalayim. I'm a rabbi by Rav Chisda, Kaladim Shiesh by Rav Huna, Kaladim Shiesh by Tarvim by Yerushalayim. Daima Legizbar. He's like a treasure, Shemuslim, Mephtechas Apnimius. They gave him the inside keys, Mephtechas Achotainis Lemusuloi. They didn't give him the outside keys. The high IO. How is he going to enter if he can't get through the outside door? Machmas Reb Yanai, Chavala the Les Lidarta, woe to the person who has no courtyard, the Tara Lidarta of it, but he has a door. Meaning, Tara, Dr. B'chaim, Shar Le Yerushalayim. If he has no Yerushalayim, what if he knew the Tara? Now, I'm just pointing out, the Rishis Chachma in the beginning brings contradiction. What's the main thing? Because he just brought Chazalim that emphasize Yerushalayim. But some of those Chazal emphasize Yerushalayim as the goal, and some of them emphasize Yerushalayim as the entry, right? Woe to the guy, right? He says he doesn't have the outside doors and he has the inside doors. So Torah is the inside doors. And Yerushalayim is the outside doors. But he can't get in without Yerushalayim. The other way was, you have Torah, but if you don't have Yerushalayim, you don't have the treasure place. So the Rashi's Chachma points out the contradiction here. There's a whole first parent on how to deal with this contradiction about what precedes what is the main and what is the means and what is the end. At the end of the day, I believe, and I don't want to quote this, that he says that each work off each other, basically, that you have to have Yerushalayim to get Torah, and then without Torah you can't achieve the real Yerushalayim. So like one feeds the other, if I remember correctly, but it's been a very long time since I looked at that Rashi's Chachma. Right. Okay, we will stop over here.
Rebbe, you started the recording, correct?
I believe so. Okay, so to review quickly, yesterday's Gemara, so we can proceed. The woman gave birth, at least at the end of the day, I'm not going to go through the kash and the answer. The woman gave birth, she arrived, she had 3 weeks of Tara, 1 week of Tumah, 1 week of Tara for the next 7 weeks. Right? So she had three, and then fourth was Tumah, five was Tar, six was Tumah, seventh was Tar, eight was Tumah, nine was Tar, 10 was Tumah, 11 was Tar, 12 was Tumah, 13 is Tar. And the only way we reason we have the 13 weeks, Rashi told us, is because we really only need 11 and a half, but we have to finish the week, and once we finish the week, we don't want to end with Tumah, because the 12th week is Tumah, so we move on to the 13th week to end with Tara. So what we want to know is how many times the woman can have a relationship with her husband, and how many times she can go have to go to the mikvah. Rabbi Shimon be similar of the opinion that Kila Bizman is a mitzvah, which means a woman has to go to the mikvah as soon as she might be eligible. Meaning, if any type of tumah might have left, she goes to the mikvah, even though she might be coming for other reasons, or maybe this tumah didn't even leave. You don't know. But we make her go to the mikvah anyway. And Beisil agrees. Why one says 95 and one says 35, we will see as we go along. The Beisil Yehuda said, women don't have to go to the mikvah, so it makes a practical difference in their life. And therefore, according to Beisil Yehuda, she goes to the mikvah the night of the 34th, after the 34th, so she can be mutter to her husband. Then she doesn't have to go to the mikvah to the end of 12 weeks. There's no reason for her to go to the mikvah. So Rabbi Yehuda does not hold Tfilah B'Zman HaMitzvah, yes?
At any point, does she allow to touch
Tzumah?
At any point?
No. Not till the end of the 12th week. Because even if she's looked into her husband, she still might be in the days of Tara. And a woman in the days of Tara can't touch Tzumah. She's a Tfilah Z'yayim.
So even let's say...
Till the end of the 12 weeks.
What's required
a woman you made tahara is mutter to her husband even though she has blood, but you can't touch tumah till the end of your made tahara.
Oh, for every
woman that gives birth, a woman gives birth to a little girl for 80 days, she cannot touch the tumah.
Okay, I wasn't aware of that. Okay.
After 14 days, she goes to the mikvah. She's mutter to her husband now for 66 days without worrying about blood.
No matter how clean she is.
Again, it's a pasuk. The Chokaydish Lesiga, the Lamignish Lesavai, Ad Meloy Simei Tara. Pasuk says it as clear as can be. She's a Tfulis Yayim. Her sun doesn't set till the end of the 18th day. Quote Rashi, she's a Tfulis Yayim Aruch. The Ein Shim Shemariv, her sun doesn't set. This is Rashi and Chumash, till the end of the 80th day. But we're not interested now in Tumah. We're interested in her husband and how many times she goes to the mikvah. Tumah is not in Gaya till the end of the 12th week. Maybe even to the end of the 13th week, really.
What if we say Tfilah is mano, is a mitzvah?
Right.
What creates this mano?
Well, different things. She ended days of Leda. A woman that ends the 14 days has to go to the mikvah. To make her mutter to her husband. That's Tfilah B'Zmanah. She's a Zava. The seventh day she has to go to the mikvah. She might end her Zivas. She's a Nida. the end of Nidus, she has to go to the mikvah.
So even Suffolk Zmana is considered Zmana.
That's Beshama and Beshel Shita. Because it might be Zmana and it might be a mitzvah. That's why Bisham, I send it to the mikvah 95 times. By the way, it's more than 95, as we will see. And Bisham will send it to 35 plus times. Rabbi Yehuda says, until it makes a practical difference, don't go to the mikvah. There's no reason. No mitzvah. And you're not tar anyway, because you still have to worry about a million things. So wait till you finish all your worries and then go to the mikvah.
There aren't even 95 days in.
No, she's not. There's 13 weeks, which is 91 days, by the way. But there's no 95 days.
It could be 95 times.
That's okay. We haven't gotten to why. I'm giving the background so we can understand.
I'm enjoying the background.
Good. I'm happy. Now, so let's go through the weeks. So the first 3 weeks, she's clean. So the first week is she might have given birth to a Zohar. Second week is she might have given birth to an Akeva right before she came. The third week is she might have been a Zava when she gave birth. We have no idea. The Zava would have happened during pregnancy. So she needs 17 days post Gemelada. So that's 3 weeks that she has to be Tahar. But now she's for sure not a Zava. And now, but the problem is we don't know when she gave birth. So we don't know when her days of Tara are. We have no idea. So the fourth week she sees blood, we're stuck. She's not a Zava because she hasn't seen blood in 3 weeks. So the question is she a Nida? Or she's still in the maze of Tara. We don't know. Day fourth week, we don't know what happened. When did she give birth? More than 66 days ago? Or less than 66 days, 80 days ago? We don't know.
We know what this blood is.
So we don't know whether it's Dam Nidus or Dam Tara. So therefore, Sunday, we don't know whether she's a Nida or not.
Are we assuming boy or assuming girl? At this point,
worst case scenario.
If we have to go with the worst case scenario, it would be girl.
Okay.
Right. So now, Sunday she might be a Nida, she might not be a Nida. Monday she might be a Nida, might not be a Nida. Tuesday she might be a Nida, not a Nida. Wednesday she might be a Nida, not a Nida. Same Thursday, same Friday, same Shabbos. Now, if Shabbos she became a Nida, meaning if that was the end of the days of Tara, because we have no idea when it ends, then she has to keep 7 days. Not seven clean days, but 7 days. So Shabbos would be day one, and then Sunday through Friday would be day 2 to 7, which she's clean, but we don't even need her to be clean, but she happens to be clean. So she can go to the mikvah Friday night after day 34 and have a relationship with her husband Friday night.
But the fact that she's clean, we don't have to be conscious of any other type of
clean. Exactly. I'm not saying this. I'm sorry to be clean.
But we need her to be clean to be able to see her.
Correct. So now, so she goes to then the next day, the next night, she's already seeing. So we're up to week 6. We took care of why she's only mutter through week, only one night in the first 5 weeks. Now she's up to week 6 and she's seeing. And we don't know what she's seeing. Here it is, a three-way suffix. Because it might still be days of Tara.
For a girl.
For a girl. And it might be days of Nida. Because it might be after days of Tara, and it might be days of Zava, because she was a Nida in week 4. If she was a Nida in week 4, she's in her 11 days. So this week, this woman is now a suffix. If Tara, she's not Tamei. But if it's Nida, she's Tamei. And if she's Zava, she's Tamei. But if she's a Zava, she needs 7 clean days. So week 7 will be the 7 clean days. So the 7 clean days start on a Sunday. Shabbos is day 7. Maitre Shabbos, she's seeing blood already. It started week 8. So she never becomes mutter to her husband. Week 8, again, it might be days of Tara. We're still within 66 days of when she arrived. It might be days of Nida. It might be days of Zava. Week 6 might have been Nida, so week 8 is Zava. So again, week 9 has to be the 7 clean days. Starts on Sunday, ends on Shabbos. Like the Shabbos is week 10, she's already seeing them. Right, so she sees them day week 10. Now again, we still don't know where she is. It's still within 66 days. Because week 10 is day 63 to 70. right? And this woman has 80 days, so we're sure she's out of days of Tara. It takes 80 days for that. So here is the woman, again, might be Tara, it might be Nida, because we don't know when the Tara ends, and it might be Zara.
What? You haven't finished that, it's over with the queen days from...
But not if she was in days of Tara. When she's seeing Dam on the week she's seeing, there's a three-way suffix. Because if days of Tara ended week 8, so week 10 is Nida. If days of Tara didn't end week 8, so then she's still in days of Tara, so then 10 is Nida. 10 might be Zava. So 11 has to count clean days. Right? Now that gets her up to day 77. And now the 11th clean week, that week, but again, Maitre Shabbos, she's seeing blood already. She's in week 12. Now, that week, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, she still might be in Tara. Once you get to Wednesday, Tara's out.
The 80th day is Tuesday.
Right. So Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, it still might be Dam Tara. Once you get to Tuesday, Tara's out.
Wednesday.
I meant past Tuesday. I'm sorry. Once you get to Wednesday, Tara is not a factor anymore. Now the subject is neither is Zava. So she has to keep 7 clean days, which is week 13. And then afterwards, we don't know what she's doing in week 14. The Gemara hasn't discussed that. She's seeing blood, not seeing blood. She becomes a regular woman that later is no longer a factor, and she just has to clarify whether she's a neither or a Zava. That's basically what's going to happen. That's like, now, we still don't know why she's going to the mikvah 95 times, but at least we set up why she's not mutter to her husband through work 13, except one night. The night between 34 and 35. That's the night she's mutter to her husband. Every other time, she might be part of her 7 clean days. And then after 7 clean days, it's Maitre Shabbos, but she starts seeing again. Because remember, she's seeing at night. Therefore, there's not much. And the Gemara is going to speak this out. So let's start the Gemara from Hachshvu. I'm going to start from Hach. Go across some places, Bishvu Akama, and go down 2 lines. Last word on the line is Hach. Chav Tes Amid Beis, go across Shvua Kama, come down 2 lines. Last word in the word of the page is Hach. Hach Shvua Chamishi De Torhu De Shamesh. Why in the 5th week, right? She saw all 4th week, but the 5th week she's clean. Why can't she have Tashmish? Because she doesn't need clean days. Isn't the 4th week Nida? That's the Kasha. Why isn't the 4th week Nida? She hasn't seen for 3 weeks. So why does she need 7 clean days? She saw Sunday, 7 days, Maitre Shabbos, she's finished, right? At the end of 4th week. So why can't she be Mishamish all 5th week? Why does she have to wait till Friday night of the 5th week? So the Gemara makes Hach Shvu Revi, because that 4th week, Kol Yoyim V'Yoyim V'Mesapkim V'Sreif Leda. She still might be in the days of Leda, B'Tchilas Nida. We don't know when the Leda starts, stops, and the...
We figured it 8 days before, but it could have been...
Less. Exactly. Meaning, we don't know where she is in later days.
Right.
So, Sunday might have been later.
Earlier or later. Later.
Esther B'tzman Yagufa, even Shabbos of the 4th week, ain't B'tzilis Nida. Ubayla Mesav Shiva L'Nidasa. She doesn't need 7 clean days, but she needs 7 days. And that won't end until Friday night. Frank de Gemara, Ba'asher b'chata shamish. Fine, but why can't she live with her husband the night of the 21st? Meaning, the 21st by day. Why can't she have tashmish with her husband? Because what happens is, the 3rd week, she might have been a zava. Right? She didn't see week 1, we said that was a boy. Week 2 was a girl. Week 3, she might have been a zava. A zava goes to the mikvah on day 7. So now she can have a tashmish with her husband in the middle of the day. Why can't she have Tashmish day 21? She had seven clean days. She's on day seven. And by the way, a Zavah goes to the mikvah on day seven. Not the night afterwards. Neither goes to the mikvah the night after. A Zavah goes to the mikvah on day seven. Why? She went to the mikvah. She's mutter to her husband.
There's no late. You may lay the of tumah or finish.
Right.
When are we saying she had? We're not in 18 days anymore.
We're not in 14 days anymore. Because she went through 3 weeks.
The whole first thing we said was that she gave birth 18 days before. That's when we began the calculation.
So I don't know where you got 18 days. I have no idea where you got 18 days. Maybe 18 days, maybe 19 days, maybe 20 days. We have no idea. But your main tire doesn't bother us. She's clean.
In the scenario that she gave birth the very first day, that's what we're waiting for.
So we said the third week is Zavah, possible. Fine, but now it's day seven. She's not seeing blood. Let her go to the mikvah and let her have Tashmish that day. And for the Gemara, Reb Shimoni, Heiliger Reb Shimon, today is a good time. Just to learn things from Reb Shimon. Reb Shimoni, the Amar Asar Rasis case, he says a woman cannot have a relationship with her husband on day seven, Shematavim, they suffered. Because what happens is, if she sees blood later on the seventh day, it just removed her Shivanakim. Yes, she can go to the mikvah day seven. But if she sees blood the seventh in the afternoon, then she didn't have seven clean days.
Go to the mikvah, can't be with her husband.
Exactly. So she goes to the mikvah on day 21, Shabbat, and then she can't have a relationship with her husband until that night. Because she's still not seven whole clean days. And if she sees later on in the day, she retroactively was never tar.
Why is Rav Shimon allowed then to be type of...
The mitzvah of a zav is to go to the mitzvah by day. That's the mitzvah.
But you can't be with her husband. So
correct.
Any zav.
That's why Rav Shimon, today's Rav Shimon, right? Try to take my Lord to the Shabbos. Why can't she go to the mikvah 21 at night, after 21, the night of 22. Dr. Gemara, Kshirasa Be'erev, because when she sees 22, she's seeing the night of 22. So by the time night rolls around, she's already seeing blood. And Hinami, if she didn't see till the day of 22, she would have been able to live with her husband the night after 21. But since she starts seeing at night, there is no night that she's clean after the 7 days.
The night of 21 going into 22?
Yes. Okay. That's called the night of 22 in Halach. Okay, let's do some Rashi, and then we'll come back to the number of Trilas. But we took care of why she's us at her husband all the way through week 13, besides one night. Rashi. I'm going to do that long Rashi again. We're going on the fourth week now. Why she can't have Tashmish the whole fifth week? I have it like 10 lines into the wide lines. Mishanina Shua Revi. What? Let's go to the line before that. Shua Chamishi Detaru. To Shamish. Why can't she have Tashmish that whole fifth week? The Tirahi, she's Tar. Why can't she live with her husband till Friday night? Again, I'm substituting days, I'm counting Sunday to Shabbos, just to make life simpler. I really want it to be confusing. I find Wednesday to Tuesday, but that's people crazy, right? There's no purpose to that. Mishaninan, Shur Revi, Sharasa Bechoyayim. That she saw every day of this fourth week. Every day, you have to be mesupik, this might be the end of the birth. This might be the end of the days of Tara. Kloimar. Esmo, kalu yimei tayar. On Tuesday, you have to be afraid maybe Monday was the last day of Tara. Vayoyim mitzilus nida. And today starts the nida. Okach yoyim chavches, Shabbos of the fourth week. Which is the end of the fourth week. The Nina might have started on Shabbos. She has to count from week 5, Shisha Yamim, the Hashlim Shiva Shimeinidus. You don't need clean days, but you need 7 days. Shabbat is day 1, Friday is day 7. Umaleo Shvi, and on Friday night, Tevelas, Mishameshas. Anita goes to mikvah night, not by day, 7th night. She's Tevel, and she gets Tashmi, Shu Oil Shleisha Mechamesh, which is the night of 35. When she bars Lefaneinu, from when she came here. Vileo Shmini, but Maitha Shabbos, Shu Tchila Shu Shishi, which is the beginning of the 6th week, Nami Lebeshameshes. Shashu Shvi Tamehu, because the 6th week she sees what? The Mekmina Lola Kamban. Later on, the Gemara says that we already had that Gemara. She Raim Be'erev. She starts at night. She's seeing Mitzar Shabbos. Bechol Yemei Riyasa. Every week she sees, she starts Maitha Shabbos. Mikav Ve'elach, Remesh HaMeshes Laila. And after day 35, night of 35, between 34 and 35, she can't have any Tashmish. Why? The Dimashur Revi, Tchilas Nidahi. If the 4th week was Nida, Hashishi Mei Ziva, then the 6th week is Ziva. Bari Zaba, Vishua Shvi, Shutar, Tisper Lidikim. Now she needs 7 clean days. That is week 7. Mimloi Shoroi Mibarev. If not in the fact that Maita Shabbos she starts seeing, she would have been able to live with her husband the night Maita Shabbos of the 7th week going into the 8th. Even though she can go to the mikvah on Shabbos day, she makes the Sayyim Kekulai, the Indian Sphira, as far as counting 7 days, we say Mitzvah Sayyim, that she can go to the mikvah as soon as the day started, she can go right after Nate. But you can't have a relationship. The Mekmina Lo Krib Shimon, the Usher. Shimon says it's Usher. V'chein Laila. This goes the next weeks. Yeshleimer b'chol shvuayim. Every second week. Tameim Shalah. Every second week that she's come. Zebi Mei Ziva. It might be Ziva. Because we don't know when Tara ended, and we don't know when Yida was, and we don't know when Ziva is. Shikas Ayinikia. B'chol shvuatar, and every Tarzika week, Tisper Linikia. So count that as the clean days. Avashur Revias, but the 4th week, Memonav Shecheinat Yochel Lusapka B'Ziva. Ziva is not a factor during week 4. Shein Ziva Lacha Nidus. She has to be a Nida before she can become a Ziva. Zaga. Vaizu Yashra Gimel Shu Antayra. She has 3 weeks without bleeding blood. Vervi Udarasa, and she see in the 4th Hilchim B'Tchivas Nida, who the Ikel is Suke. She can't think, might be Tara. It might be Nida, but it can't be Zava. She doesn't have to keep 7 clean days. She doesn't have to keep any clean days. She just has to keep 7 days. Because of the subject of the last day of the 4th week, the Shabbos might have been the beginning of Nida. In fact, why can't she go to the mikvah on the 21st day and have Tashmish during that day? The day before was the end of Yemei Tahara, and this day is the end, beginning of Yemei Tahara. Esther Bechad, Susayf Shvua Shlishis, Teshamish. Da'afira Karba Le'dasa, even if you say that she gave birth right before she came into the, we met her. Le'eva Boy B'yayim Shabbos Lefineinu. Kalkalu Yemei Tahara, her days of Tahara ended over 2 weeks. Ba'yayim Shvila Nekiyim Shosvira, and today is the 7th day of Zivus. The Kaimalon, the Tfilah Zavas of Abiyayim. They can go to the mikvah by day, the Perikam of the Yuma. The Mitzvah Hayem Kikulai. Look at Abiyayim Chavalov, the Shabbos. Why can't she have a relationship with her husband on Shabbos day? Shimoni, the Amim Bataris Kahanim, Usher Lasiske, the Shabbos is of Abiyayim Tfilosa. Shimon says it is Usher to have a relationship with a Zavah on the day she's Tevel. Shemit Tavilu Dei Safik. Shemit Shiru Lacher Tashmish. She might see after Tashmish, the Nimsa Shishastra Kominyana. She undid her whole count. Don't have any Kim Kol Shiva. Wasn't 7 complete clean days. The Nimsa Mishamesh Zava. She was Mishamesh Zava. So therefore, Shabbos day, day 21, she can't live with her husband because we don't know what's going to be the rest of that day. But how about my Tashabbos? Lord to Tashabbos. Bilal Tchila Shvi Rivitshua Revis. Why can't she have Tashmish? Maita Shabbos, the Kasal Gedai Tachashka, in the Havamina now we think Shaina Royal Abiyayim. She only sees during daylight hours. We haven't got Daishua Revi Tamehu, even though the 4th week was Tameh, we think the Leil Tchila Shavua, the Maitre Shabbos at the beginning of the week, at Kati Tairi, with the Shabbos Balayla. She finished Zivus, let her have Tashmit the night of after the 21st. The answer is a Mashanik Sharas of Erev. She sees at night. The Chaini Nehuga Liris Bechol Shua Tami of Erev. Every time a week she starts seeing Maitre Shabbos. So she never has a clean night after 7 a year. The Lailusa? Okay. That's, so now we took care of the relationship with her husband. Now we have to get into the number of tefillos. We took care of why this woman is only mutter one time in 13 weeks. Took 13 weeks to make sure that she's mutter to her husband. Okay? Now that we're finished that, let's go now to figure out why in the world are we sending her to the mitzvah 95 times, according to Beis Shammai. So we're going to do Beis Shammai first, and then we'll do Beis Hillel afterwards. And again, Rashi, like he did here, will, I hate to use the word cheat, but he'll be telling you Gemaras that come up in order to explain it, and then the Gemara will ask the question and explain it itself. So Rashi will tell you more than the Gemara is telling you at the time, so you can understand it. Frag the Gemara, Tishim Magrilin Isa, the last narrow line. Tishim B'chamesh Tvilas. We send her to the mikvah 95 times. Shua Kama, why are we sending her 95 times? So let's go through the first week. What are we worried about the first week? We're worried about that she gave birth to a boy. That's what we're worried about, that she's in the 7 days of after giving birth to a boy. We don't know when she gave birth. She might have given birth the day she arrived. So the first week, we send her to the mikvah every night. And your lettuce goes to the mikvah at night. The night after the 7 days. Now, day one might be the night after the 7 days. The night after day one. Night after day two might be the night. We don't know when she gave birth. She might have given birth to a boy, and day one is the end of the week. Day two might be the end of the week. Day three might be the end of the week. Day four might be the end of the week. Day five might be the end of the week. Day six might be the end of the week. And day seven might be the end of the week. We don't know. And since Tfilah is not a mitzvah, she has to go to mikvah every night. Even though it's not going to help her, because we still don't know when she gave birth and we don't know where she's holding.
Okay, she got seven the first week.
Seven Tfilahs the first week. Every night.
I'm a typical woman. It's Lahatra Lavila.
If we know she's at the end of the 7 days, yes.
Why does she go every night?
Because day one might be the end of 7 days since she gave birth. We don't know when she gave birth.
You make
two months. So, when she comes back, we don't know anything about what happened to her. She goes to the mikveh every night.
First week. We're not up to the second week.
Might have been a week earlier.
Exactly.
If she gave birth Sunday the week before, Monday the
week. Exactly. Not really that way. Monday the week before, so Sunday is day seven. Right. Tuesday, not afraid of Sunday. Not going to make a difference Sunday. We're only interested if she gave birth from Monday through Sunday.
She arrived to us on Sunday.
Afternoon. She might have given birth that morning.
Maybe on Shabbos she gave birth.
Maybe on Sunday morning she gave birth.
So that's the seventh day?
Yes. If she gave birth on Monday, Sunday is the seventh day. The Monday before she showed up.
Sunday, seventh.
But not Rashi.
That does at night.
What?
At night of the seventh day.
I'm still don't know what you're talking about. You go to the mitzvah the night after the seventh day. Not by daytime. Zub and Zubba go to the mitzvah by day. You let us and Nita go to the mitzvah at night after. That's the rules.
Yeah.
What?
I'm asking the rules.
Not playing by the rules.
Rashi. Amy Yoletta Zachar Bezah, that's right. A Belaylissa. Zach Rashi, one Rashi we have. Bechol Laila Velaila. The Bechol Laila Mesapkinala. Every night we're Mesupik. Shema Hashta Saif Fila Ledatahu. This might be the seventh day from her birth, which Fila is not a mitzvah. Again, if Fila is not, would that be a mitzvah? What are we sending her for? But that's the first week. Now we move to the second week. Now, the second week, she might have given birth to a girl, but she might have given birth to a boy. And if she gave birth to a boy, the second week is Shiva Nikiyim for Zava. Right? If she gave birth to a boy, then the second week is Shiva Nikiyim for Zava. So now she might be a Zava.
She
didn't see the first 3 weeks. Remember, she arrived, and for 3 weeks she doesn't see.
Right, why at that point we went by Zava?
Because if she finished the seventh day, if she gave birth to a boy, she only had to keep 7 days. So what's the next week? Why can't she live with her husband? She might have given birth to a girl. But if she gave birth to a boy, what would she be? Why would we want her to keep 7 clean days now? Because she might be a Zava. So second week, she has 2 possible tumas. She might have given birth to a girl, and she might be a Zava. Right? So Mamela hold the second. So Mamela, Zava goes to the mikveh by day. Yoledes goes to the mikveh by night. So the second week we send her to the mikveh twice a day. Once for Zava, once for Yoledes. Because Philip is not a mitzvah. Zava has to go by day, and the Yoledes has to go by night. That's her Zman. So the second week, Beis Shammai says, she goes to the mikveh twice every day. So in 2 weeks, she's going to the mikveh 21 times.
She's so tired. She's not even.
Right. Dr. Gemara, let's read it inside.
What's the makor for that at Zava's in a day?
Dr. Gemara, yes, Dr. Gemara, later on, yeah.
She has to go before Shkia and then wait till after Seis?
Yeah. Well, those days, they knew when Seis was and when Shkia was. Today, we don't know when Shkia is. We think we know when Shkia is, but we really don't, because Rabbeinu Tam says it's much later. And we don't know when Seis is. Some people give this, some people give that, some people give that, right? So please don't send it to the mikveh every taste. You know what I mean?
Oh,
if you feel it's not a mitzvah, you'll send her at 42 and at 45 and at 50 and at 60 and at 72 and at 90. You know what I mean?
What does that mean?
I know. Please don't do that. By the way, she doesn't make a bracha on any of these feelers. She doesn't know where she is.
No, she just gave birth.
Number two,
the
sure, it's a mitzvah. Neither makes a bracha when she goes to the mikvah. Dr. Gemara, let's read it inside. Shua Sheni, Matvila Naisa, be a mama. He just changes the girsa. You know, we can read our girsa. Matvila Naisa Belaila, sir. We said, what? I'm reading the Gemara. I didn't read the Gemara yet. Shua Sheni, the last 2 words on the first wide line. Matvila Naisa Belaila, we send her to the mikvah at day nighttime. Samuel Amy Yoledes Nekevi. Because she might be at the end of the 14 days of Nekevi. Every day might be the end of 14 days. Miyamamba, Amy Yoledes Zachar Bezaikhava. He. You have to send her to the mikvah by day because she might have had a boy and she's finished the 7 days of the boy. So now she might be a Zava, so she has to go to the mikveh by day. So she's going to the mikveh twice every day. So she now, during the first 2 weeks, has gone to the mikveh 21 times. Now, there's going to be a question here that Rashi is going to bring up. The first week, she also might be a Zava. She might have finished her days of Tumah a long time ago. We don't know when she gave birth. And if she finished her days of Tumah 4 weeks ago, for all we know, so why isn't she a lettuce, why isn't she keeping the 7 clean days because of a Zava?
And go by day.
And go by day. Have an extra 7.
Why would you?
We don't know when her days of Tumah B'Zachar were. We keep it in case she just gave birth. How about she gave birth 4 weeks ago? Then the days of Zachar are gone.
Ziva are gone.
Not true. Ziva needs 7 clean days. We don't know if she had 7 clean days. So why don't we send her to the mikvah every day? So Rashi's going to talk about it. Let's read Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Amy Yoledes Zachar B'Zayvi. B'yoyim Rishon D'Shvua Sheni. And the first day of week 2. I mean, Hashem Hashim Hashemim Kaidim Shabbat L'Vanenu Yolda. Maybe she gave birth.
We did that.
The next Rashi. Amy Yoledes Zachar B'Zayvi. B'yoyim Rishon D'Shvua Sheni. Aminan. The first day of the second week, we say, Shema Shiva Shamim Kaidim Shabbos Lufanenu yelled up. Maybe she gave birth 7 days before she arrived here. Usfua Rishon Havi Svira L'Nikiyim, and the first week was counting Shiva Nikiyim, because it might have been after the days of Leda. L'macha b'yoyim t'chila Shua Sheni take Tfila Zezava. Meaning we should send it to the mikvah Sunday, because that might be day 7 of her clean count, because she might have given birth before she arrived, and she's finished with Zachar, and therefore the first week served as Shivas Nikiyim. Right. Okay, let me explain. Let me try to explain this. Rashi's trying to explain the Gemara's Kasha. Why in the second week are we sending her to the mikvah Sunday day? Why are we sending her Sunday day? She finished Zivus? Wasn't the first week when she gave birth to a boy? Doesn't he need 7 clean days for Zivus? The Rashi, she might have given birth before that. A week or two or four is 8. And therefore now we have her 7 Nikiyim for Zivus.
Why is it called day 1 for Zivus? Maybe she had a baby 4 weeks ago.
That's exactly why she goes. No, you want to know why not the first week?
Yes.
That's going to be Rashi's Kasha. But we didn't get there yet. You're right. Zach Rashi. So the reason we send her Hashem is Shiva Shemim Kaidim Shabbos Lefneinu Yolda, she might have given birth before she arrived, was for a reason out of Tzvira L'Nikiyim. And the first week was Shiva Nikiyim. L'macha b'yayim k'chil Yishvu Hashem Yitayt V'lu Zabba. And then Sunday she goes, it might be the end of Zivas. V'chein b'cho yamei Shvu Hashem Yishko yayim b'yayim. Every day of the second week, Ikil Yishvuke, Duma v'ksas Mishvu Harishan Havi B'chlau Yamei Leida. Maybe some of the first week was still Yamei Leida, and now we have 7 weeks, 7 days clean lefenenu v'atoyin. Now here Rashi just gave you the answer. I skipped a line. I'm sorry, Asira. I was sure Rashi, now Rashi answered the question. Why don't we send them to the mikvah the days of the first week? Maybe she gave birth beforehand. And maybe now she's finishing 7 days. Meaning, who said that she wasn't clean the week before she came? We should send her to the mikvah as soon as she comes. She might have been laid a long time ago, and now Zivas. Mishum de be'inon shiva shimea nekiyim lefaneinu vadoyen. Shiva nekiyim can't be a suffix. We have to know that she has 7 clean days. We don't have to know what they counted for. We can't say maybe she had clean days before she arrived. That doesn't count. You need vadai 7 clean days. Anything that happened before she came cannot count as clean days. We have no idea what happened before she showed up. The Gemara will explain this. The truth is, the last day, Shabbos of the first week, she should go to the mikvah, because maybe Sunday was the first day of Shivas Nikiyim. Right? Dash to call you Meisira, because science to him lefenenu. Right? So this is the kasha that remains. She arrived on a Sunday. Maybe she later was over a long time ago. This is the first day of Nikiyim. So Shabbos is day 7. So why are we saying day 8 she goes to the mikvah for Zava? Let her go Shabbos day. Extra tefillah. Shabbos day of the first week, she should have to go twice. Because we don't know when she gave birth. It might have been that the 7th day she arrived were the 7th Nikiyim. And therefore the 7th day she can go.
Which is the 7th day of Nikiyim from Sunday till
Shabbos. And then she can go on day 7, right? We said that. And Zubba goes on day 7.
During the day.
During the day. So let her go that day.
At least that day.
And that day, right. So Rashi, the Gemara will ask this later on. The Kama Matayat and the Tfilah Chodim Yishvur like a Chasher. You're right. Shitaka has to go that day, but we're not interested in telling you one Tfilah per week. We're interested in the Tfilahs that are applied all week. We're going to talk about going to the mikvah that applies every day of the week. And you're right. So here we got already that 95 is not going to be 95. We're already up to 96. Because Beis Shammai didn't count that day Tfilah on Shabbos.
The Zadarim has to be for the...
One second. Veshameh didn't count that day Tfila. That means really the first week she goes to the mikveh 8 times. 7 nights and 1 day. But since it's only 1 day, Veshameh didn't count it. Veshameh is only interested in counting up when the whole week is the same Tfila. The whole week is at night. The second week, the whole week is day and night. So Veshameh is not interested in counting that. So right away we see that 95 is not accurate. The Rashi just spoke out of Gemara later on that they're going to be more than 95. At least one more than 95. We just added one that Beishamah doesn't count. Yes?
The man Nikim refers to the Zava.
You need Nikim for Zava. You don't need Nikim for later.
I mean the Vadai aspect.
Only for Zava.
Right, that's clutch.
Because the Tyra says the Saprama Shiva Nikim. She has to know she's doing Shiva Nikim. Tell you right, the Safra law Shiva Nikim. Right? Some people there's a Shiloh. Does she have to say Hayyim Ben Bishan, Hayyim Ben Shani? Safra law, just account. No, she has nothing to count with a bracha.
Just stand.
There we go again. Right. But that's halacha. So right away we found that there's an extra tefillah that the Gemara we have mentioned. Now Rashi again, this is all going to be Gemara's later, but Rashi speaks it out so we should understand what we're talking about. Let's move on. Now we're up to the third week. So we're already up to 21. We're not counting that 22nd. Beis Shammai is not counting that. It's 1 a week. Now we move to the third week. Shua Shlishi, Magbilim Rabbi Yamama. The third week, she only has to go to Mikvah during the daytime. She took care of Leida the first 2 weeks. The third week, the only suffix is she's a Zava. So every day she goes to the mikvah, this might be the end of Shiva Nagim. Amy, you let us in the cave of Bezaifi. Now, how about night? What's the third week at night? What's wrong? Belailusa, Beshame Lutamayu. Now, here is where the Machoikas Beshame Besil kicks in. The Amar, Tulas Yoim Aruch Boy Tfila. Because now we go into a different shaila. How about a woman that's in the days of Tara, but she doesn't know where she is in Tara? She might be day 16, she might be day 26, she might be day 33, she has no idea. Does she have to go to the mikveh every night in case this is day 80? Why not? Meaning, we want to know a woman, right, a woman that might be at the day of 80. Let's say she's in Yemei Tara, but she has no idea where she is in Yemei Tara.
Why take 80?
Because it might be a girl. We're going now to Chumru. We're extending. Beshamai holds every day that might be day 80. She has to go to the mikvah at night. So now, every night, from the end of 2 weeks, when we start thinking about Yemei Tara, she might be in the days of Tara. She has to go to the mikvah. Because maybe this is the end of the 80 days. We have no idea when she gave birth. Maybe this is the end of 80 days. Maybe this is the end of the 80 days. So now, between week 2 and week 11 and a half, she has to go to the mikvah because she has to make sure that this might be day 80.
For that matter, week 1 and 2 are also
then. No, because you never went to the mikvah for Tumah. You can't start counting your Meitara until... Now, you use up your Meitara, but you didn't count it. You don't have to count that, because she never got rid of her Tumah.
Oh, we know she didn't go to the mikvah.
So only after she goes to the mikvah for your Meitumah, you have to start worrying she's your Meitara.
Yeah, also,
Vadoa Eslapanenu, it has to be before... No, it doesn't have to be Vadoa
Eslapanenu. She went, then we...
She never went. She's going now. She's going the first 2 weeks.
She went to the river and lost her baby.
We don't know. Okay. It's all unknown. So now, every night, from then and on, that's why Beishameh has so many guys going to the mikvah. Because week 4, she might be finishing her day 80. Week 5, she might be finishing her day 80. Week 6, every night. From the beginning of day week 3, we have to count that maybe she's end of 80. And therefore, every night, counting from week 3 through week 10 is 8 weeks, and then a half a week, 3 days, is 59 days. 59 nights she has to now go to the mikvah. So you just added 59 to 35. Because Beis Shammai just sent her to the mikvah 59 times.
What day to what day?
From the beginning of week 3, day 22, through day 80, to 59 days, she has to go to the mikvah every night, which equals 59. And this lady is now going to the mikvah 59 times, plus the 35 in the first 2 weeks. Sorry, plus the 21. Right. So 59 and 21 equals 80. But we're not finished yet.
Long time. A little bit.
Why is it
for every time? Why
don't
you just count to 80?
Tefillah b'zman mitzvah. And to
Beis Shammai, they can't use that tefillah. Right?
That's what tefillah b'zman mitzvah means. That you have to go as soon as the Torah said go. That's the machloikas of tefillah b'zman mitzvah or not. That's the machloikas. Let's do Rashi. The Lila said this was, you see, 5 lines at the bottom of the page. I forgot the lecker that Svuke Bishwa Shlishi beside played in the Kaiba. She's past days of Tumma in the Kaiba. They say in the last parak of Nida, Tfulish Yaim Aruch. The Ainu Yaleta, she's Tfulish Yaim. Call Shisha Bishisha. She's called a Tfulish Yaim all 66 days because she can't eat Kuma till the end of 80. Sharlusayim Shavarim Utavelas, a regular woman that gives birth to a girl, goes to the mikveh after 2 weeks. She can't eat kuma to the end of 80. The same b'chol kodesh leitziga. Kami b'Beis Shammai. She tzricha litva la'ar shemayinim ve'echad. She was saved shemayinim. She must go to the mikvah again. Remember, this lady is tyra already. She went to the mikvah after 2 weeks. Why are we sending her to the mikvah at the end of 80? Tyra says, B'Beis Shammai holds at the end of 80, she has to go to the mikvah again. Even though she was not coming, she never saw blood. That was coming. A regular woman that gave birth to a girl. Went to the mikveh after 2 weeks. Now she's tyra for the next 66 days. No. He'll call Lila, he'll call Gash to call him Shemayim Yaim Yaim Shemosel Penedo. Aye. Why not the first week? Shua Kamenami, he'll call Suki Bahachi. The truth is, even the first week she might be ending her days of tyra. Elalech, Beslamish, and the Saif Saif, we're sending her to the mikveh night anyway. So who cares why we're sending her to the mikveh every night? We were sending her to the mikveh because of might be the days of Tumah. So at this point, we took care of now week 1, 7 nights. Week 2, 7 days and 7 nights. Week 3, 7 days and 7 nights because of Zava. Right? And now, from week 3 and on, every night. So we're still not up to 95. We still have to work through that. Emet Hashem tomorrow. Emet Hashem.